Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
I'm roasting hot.
I'm not. This is much nicer weather. Come on. This is better than that horrible heat wave where it was like 30 degrees.
You weren't even here then. I think I'm just a hot girl these days.
Baltic.
I'm Baltic. Do you remember when I used to say that?
Yeah. I'm cold to the bone.
I'm cold to the bone. Made in Chelsea, I used to be cold to the bone.
Cold
I just looked
to the
straight
bone.
To the camera. Hey. Do you want to pour us some what?
Yeah, we've got some nice new rosé.
Right.
What's it called?
Roche de Provence. I like it. Do you know, one day we do need to try like the pink rosé that they try on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because there's no way that those girls drink a shit rosé. There's just no way.
Oh, and lots of ice in here. I've not had
a rosé for a while.
I'm also really excited. We've got a little event this evening. So this is like the first pre-drink.
Delicious. I just don't know whether I drink wine enough anymore, apart from on this podcast, that when I drink on this podcast, I'm a bit taken aback.
What, by the flavours?
Yeah. Because when I used to drink it a lot more, I used to be like, I feel like I could taste it more. Now it just tastes very alcoholic to me.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
I think I need the ice to
give
melt
me the alcohol.
I need the ice to melt a bit more. I'm such an Aperol girl these days, which are just
love
basically...
Love an Aperol.
Yeah, they're basically just Orangina, which is why I think when I mix to this, I'm like...
Sophie Hibou, it is not. It's so alcoholic.
Yeah, I know, but it tastes so sweet to me. Everyone's like, oh, it's so bitter. I'm like,
I think
so
if there's
sweet.
Too much Aperol, you have to get the ratios right. If there's too much Aperol in there, it's a little bit too bitter. My first ever Aperol put me off it for a long time because it was so bitter.
I literally love the Aperol on its own. Like, I went to a house party once.
But Sophie's literally pickles out the jar and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have a really acidic taste.
Yeah, you do.
Lily Lewis made me Aperol. She just put Aperol in a glass with ice and I was like,
ugh.
I'm sure this isn't how you drank it. And I drank it, I was like,
stop.
It's like a liqueur.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess
I mean, I probably was so drunk at that point that I couldn't really tell.
Taste a thing.
I was like, this is delicious. Don't worry. We don't need the Prosecco.
Look at our lovely, like our tanned, moisturized, summery legs. Sorry, flattering ourselves. Why? Sorry.
Look at our lovely.
Tooting my own horn. Look at our
I definitely do. I'm so swollen.
I just saw Sophie's egg. Look how shiny. Then I looked at mine and thought, so shiny and fresh. You know why? It's because I'm fresh out the shower, freshly shaved, moisturised. And
Same. No, I'm going to go back and shower again and moisturise.
I was thinking maybe I'll go back and shower again.
Sorry, everyone. We've got like a party
tonight. I don't know. We're telling you our full itinerary.
I'm too sweaty after like going on a tube. It kills my soul. Okay. So we've got loads of content to talk about first.
Yeah, let's get into the episode.
Okay, so guys, remember Benefer honeymoon in Paris? We were saying we needed to know like the logistics
of it. Yeah.
Before we gave it our seal of approval.
Yeah.
We managed to find the itinerary in Vogue. So they stayed in Hotel de Creon or Creolon, which is managed by the Rosewood. Hello, my favorite hotel. And the apartments are designed by Karl Lagerfeld.
Cool.
And it's one of the most prestigious 5-star hotels in Paris. Stunning.
Oh my God, look at that courtyard, Soph.
That looks amazing.
Oh my God, a case of the restaurants they went to, Giraffe. Well,
it looks like the Buckingham Palace.
It looks very regal. It does. Very Parisian.
They went to Giraffe, which I didn't manage to go
to,
but you've been.
And it's, they have the best octopus there, and it's got a stunning view of the Eiffel Tower through the window. It's magical. magical.
They celebrated her 53rd birthday. That, sorry, it's actually sick that she does. She's that old.
I know.
Not that that's old.
And so sweet they've come back together. Like, that is an amazing story.
I know, but I don't know why. I know it's amazing, but I don't know why it hurts my soul for Jennifer Garner. I know. And I love Jennifer Garner as well. Same. Don't get me wrong, I love J-Lo. But
you know what? Her and Jennifer Garner...
She seems happy for them.
She seems happy for them. And, you know, they were done anyway. So, like, it's not like he left Jennifer for other Jennifer. It was like they were fully done. And then a couple years down the line, him and J-Lo found their way back together.
It's true. This is true. But you'd always just think...
It's not an Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston situation. We've got to remind ourselves of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What, as in she didn't steal?
Yeah, she didn't steal him back or anything like that. There was no crossover.
But if Jennifer and Brad got back together, I'd be like, yippee, yippee, yay.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not a Brad and Angelina.
Neither am I.
I think Angelina Jolie is the most beautiful woman in the world. I genuinely do.
Really? Yeah.
Always have done. Like, there's no one prettier to me.
I think she's such a different look to Jennifer.
I just think her facial structure is, like, yeah, frightening. Like, it's so amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, where else are you? So they went to Matignon, Red Rooms, Animal Prince, Disco Ball Club downstairs. I can't imagine.
I've been there.
Matignon.
I'm sure I've been there.
It looks a bit like L'Avenue inside. Mun, the French.
Been there too, Mun.
That was
the Japanese place, yeah.
Really yummy food. And then they went to Brasserie Lip.
Cool.
And they took the children there.
Oh my God, sweetness. They had their families.
But that's gorgeous.
That is gorgeous.
Oh God.
Brasserie Lip looks very like just traditional old school.
Yeah, it does. Vibes.
And they got married in Vegas, didn't they, not?
Oh, another one bites the dust.
Yeah, so there's all these people are getting married in Vegas. Demi Moore, Bruce Willis got married in Vegas. Lily Allen and David Harbour. Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton. Do you remember him?
No.
Oh my God, you have to see these weird pictures of her. This is when she was a real
young.
This is when she got
with her boyfriend, brother.
Brother. It was like that weird stage for
that life. Was like such an iconic moment in my mind because I remember my mum talking about it.
Yeah,
like we would have been too young to know about that, but I remember my mum mentioning it to me. Quite rude, but she did, but...
What are your thoughts on this whole, like, eloping, going to Vegas, just getting
I think
married?
It's
fuck it.
So sweet. If I was a celebrity, I'd do it. I would not be having a baby. They have such a
you
big...
You are a celebrity.
I know. Sorry.
You're a pop star.
A pop star. Melissa calls everyone a pop star. Right? A pop star's when you're a singer. You know that.
I know. Yeah.
Slash raw. Not a Z-list reality star.
Oh, golly gosh.
Pop stars like Miley Cyrus to me.
Mimi Webb.
No, Mimi Webb's pop star. Bigger than a pop star to me. Like a pop star is like a minor, like a younger.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I think a proper pop star is like Britney Spears.
I think like an artist. They're like an artist.
Oh, God, all these names.
Right, anyway, what was I saying? So
you're
for me,
star.
If I was a celebrity, being the really famous
being
celebrity.
The celebrity I am.
I think you have such a hectic lifestyle. I definitely don't. But they must like just be around and have to dress
sure.
up the Met, everything.
And they're kind of like, I don't want to stress about anything. Let's
Why
just
Why do they
want
to have to like have care yeah. what they look like? I just want to be like, fucking let's do
They've
it.
Got
I
enough don't events as is.
Don't want the press on me. I don't want the attention. Personally, that's what I would be like.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's my thoughts. What about you?
I love it. You know, I love a quickie wedding.
I know.
Registry or office weddings, my dream. Absolute dream. Don't ask me why. You know why? I don't like a lot of people looking at me in one go.
Don't, because I get nervous.
Yeah, it makes me nervous.
Yeah, the thought of it does keep me up at night sometimes. I know what you mean. Like a small, it's a lot when you think about it. But actually then it also excites me because you have so much love. Everyone is,
yeah, it's, a
it's not they're
thing.
Like they're looking at you. It's like they're like excited for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know
it's
what
like,
mean.
Woo. And also everyone's just there for this huge party.
Mm.
Which is, that's
And
the
it's such
part
a positive vibe.
Yeah, so much love. Can I just go off topic and tell you that I had someone come do my nails last night in my house. Anyway, she was telling me her whole story. She's been doing it for 40 years and she was Princess Diana's nail woman the whole last 10 years of Princess.
What?
And she told me all her little tricks and secrets. She did like loads of people's nails. Nicole Kidman said she was the most beautiful person ever. Anyway. She told me that Diana and all of them back in the day, they used to, you know, the white eyeliner that you put in your eye, they used to put that underneath
my
their nails.
My granny does the same thing, and it's a crayon you can buy, and I have it. It's specifically for nails. specifically.
I was
you wet it a bit and you put it on your nails. My granny does it, and my granny's like the most glamorous, incredible woman ever. Like she's 92 and she's got stunning long oval nails. She never puts anything on, she always puts the white, and it looks like she's got the most amazing natural
clean
nails.
What a hack. Why am I not doing that?
I swear I told you about this. Did I not order you one of these pencils?
Have you ever put a pencil onto your nail? Because that is full on. You have not.
I have. When I had a break from the gel and I had to like let them grow out, and actually I used to do it.
How often did you have to do it?
Like once a week.
Wait, even when you're washing your hands all the time?
Yeah, it just kind of stays there. Well, I wouldn't have obviously religiously apply it. I guess
you can't
like
get right under your nail, can you?
You just wet it a bit and then you just like draw it under. It's amazing.
I might start doing that. That's honestly phenomenal.
Yeah. You can get these pencils from like Look Fantastic.
There you go, guys. Top beauty hack from us.
Top beauty hack.
Okay, we also got some listener emails. So the first one is, hey, Soph and Mel.
No. Retake that. Hey, Sophie and Melissa.
She said, hey, Soph and Mel. So I'm just reading what she said. Just to let you know that what Soph does with switching the first letters of word is actually a thing. It's called shut up. It's called spoonerism. I do it too from time to time. Love the pod. Cheers.
How fascinating.
I need to look that up. I'm screenshotting.
Spoonerism.
That's fascinating. I have a disease called spoonerism.
It's not a disease.
I have an inability.
Disorder. Disability.
I have a disability called spoonerism.
Sounds like it's made up, to be honest with you, doesn't it? Spoonerism. Dilemma one. In 2018, 2019 and 2022, due to a two-year delay because of COVID, me and my three friends have gone on holiday. Although these are so much fun, we all have very different ideas of a girl's holiday. What to do, budget, how many days we take off work, etc. They want to go every year, but I'm not sure that's something I want to do. But it would be really awkward to say that, as I don't think it would go down too well and they'd see me as not prioritising them. Next year, I want to go on holiday with my family, my boyfriend's family and my boyfriend. How do I approach the situation? If I was going to do a holiday with the girls, I want it to be for a long weekend, not a week. Please help.
Gosh, I so agree.
I think a long weekend, 3 days, is more than fine for a girl's holiday. A whole week, I'm like, go away.
No, I don't think I'm up for a week's holiday with girls anymore.
Neither.
Like,
three days is more
especially
than enough.
She's in a relationship and like she'd rather spend her money
older.
And
so
her holiday. I think
priorities change.
I think you don't even have to explain yourself. I think you just be like, guys, I can't afford to go. I'm going on holiday.
But I'd rather just do 3 days. Just say
no, just say I'm going on holiday with boyfriend, family, and I've got to prioritize that. That's where my money is going, and I can't budget a whole week, but I could budget within 3 days.
Yeah, I just need to balance it out and just maybe
reduce
it slightly.
Like if you work, also, you can be like, I can't
ask. Take the time off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking too much time off
a
already.
A week with girls? No.
That's intense.
A week's holiday with anyone. I mean, Jamie and I rarely do a week. We usually do a 5 day holiday. We get on top of each other a bit too much.
You live together. How on earth?
No, I know, but he's just so antsy. No, he doesn't get on top of me, but as in, he doesn't like sunbathing for too long.
Yeah.
He's an ADHD riddened.
Yeah, he's constantly trying to do something. So yeah, relaxing for 5 days is probably like, no, this is too much. Now I've got to go back to work.
Yeah. Okay, dilemma two. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years and we have an amazing relationship. We met through a mutual friend who was one of my best friends at the time. The friend and I have got quite close for the last few years, but I've got to a stage where I only want a positive person in my life who lifts me up and makes me feel like a better person.
Yeah.
And she's just not one of them.
Oh, no.
She still thinks that we are best friends, but I'm wanting the friendship to fizzle out a bit to make sure my life is positive and happy as it can be. And with her in my life, it's not. I feel awful because she is constantly trying to contact me, but I need help trying to let the friendship fizzle out naturally. Also, my boyfriend agrees with me that she's a very negative person to be around, but he still catches up every few months with her as they've been lifelong friends, and he'll carry on doing this, which I'm completely fine about. But it does mean we need to stay civil and not end in bad terms.
Oh, God.
Oof.
You know what? We all run into these situations at some point in our life when we've got someone that's like really negative and toxic in some way and just isn't
just
making
death.
Us feel good about ourselves, or you know, just as you say, just isn't bringing you up, like the energy's just not good.
Hard because of your boyfriend, like can he not just cut her out? Because otherwise it's
sometimes
just,
you know, people come and go for a reason, and this, you know,
but then like sometimes you like you think that about somebody and like they're so negative, and then you sort of distance yourself. You don't always have to cut people out. It is,
I think,
it's just people
I
in moderation.
So distance, you know, make yourself slightly, I guess, less available to her. And then, you know, see her every now and then and just think, you know, I've done that. My good deed. You know, I've kind of done...
Oh, I really feel for, like, her, the girl, because imagine someone going for dinner with you and being like, oh, God, tick that one off the box and don't have to see her for another 6 months. Like, that is death to me. Like, I would... That's my worst nightmare.
What's someone thinking that about
someone
you?
Someone thinking that about me. It's really uncomfortable. Like, that gives
me... I know,
me
but you know what? Life's too short. And if someone doesn't make you feel good, they don't make you feel good.
I know, but, like, how sad for that girl? Like, almost feel a bit bad for her. Do you know what I mean?
I do, but you know what? She hasn't wrote us in the dilemma. We're talking about the girl who
All right.
So, you ever had to cut someone out? I guess, like, over the years, people have faded out of my life. But I haven't necessarily been like, I need to cut them out. I haven't had that.
I haven't necessarily like cut someone out like with scissors.
They've just they've just faded away from your life.
You just stop talking to them. It's quite easy. Like you just miss their phone calls.
Yeah.
I mean, I've not done it with loads of people. I sound like such a bitch. But like, I guess...
This happens all the time.
I guess that happens with everyone. I'm sure people have faded me out.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And people come in and out
of
your
life.
Imagine
if we fade each other out.
Oh, they will never do that.
Don't
ever do that to me.
I know that's awful. We called each other far too much. Well, the other day, I didn't. I was so hungover, and I didn't.
So if you didn't reply to me for the whole day, and I got so anxious.
She was like, "Am I? What should I be worried?" I was like,
"She didn't." Then didn't reply to it. Then I messaged Jamie, like, "Why isn't Sophie replied to me?" He read it and didn't ignore. And I was like, "I was like, oh my god, something really bad's happened." And I was like, "Just calm yourself."
Surely you haven't invited my friends, and you could have checked.
Yeah, I did. I could see you both at home.
At home, you were like, "Oh fuck!" If I was out somewhere, which I was thinking, maybe I called the police. She's like falling over, aren't they?
I was like, maybe they're just having like a really intense day of like work or something at home. And I was like, no.
I'm such a
I was like, what the fuck's going on? I got so anxious. You can't cut me out.
That was really...
I will come
really...
knocking on your door the next day.
Oh, for God's sake, because if that would happen, we called each other out 7 times a day.
No, but if I didn't hear from you the next day, I would have come to the door.
You were your...
No.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, now for dilemma 3. How to deal with romance and relationships when you're young, anonymous, please. I'm 20 years old and have been with my boyfriend, who is also 20, for 2 years. He is a dream and will do anything to make me happy. Sweet. I love him completely, but I'm a bit of a realist. The likelihood of us ending up together in another 8 to 10 years is pretty slim. Is it okay to just be happy having fun and love this boy right now, but be aware that it might not last forever? Or is thinking about the end a sign that we should end things? P.S. Oof. Love you girls and thank you for advice.
Over to you, Melissa. That's you in a nutshell.
I think if you're like having fun at the time, I wouldn't overthink it until you get to a point where you're like, thinking about other boys getting icked out and you're not happy.
Yeah, I can't understand if you're having fun, why you... I guess maybe if like you
see
that
you're lying.
You know,
it might last forever. Lots of people do like last long old stints and some people don't. You know, you're growing up as people, and I think if you're still having fun and you're happy, don't overthink it and don't...
I also think everyone has a blueprint, right? So everyone's like, I want my boyfriend to be a lawyer or work in the city or to be a banker.
It's never what you think it's going to be.
And then they're not. And you actually sound like you're having a really good time with him, but perhaps maybe he's not ticking all the boxes.
On,
and you're like,
paper,
oh, well, I won't end up with him. But actually, honestly, you might get with someone who ticks the boxes, but you just don't have that spark with
exactly.
And it'll actually be way worse.
I do think if this scenario was different and you were like, he's like nice to me, it makes me happy, but I'm thinking about other guys, I can't help what I'm missing out on, I want to be single, different story. But if you're not having those thoughts and you're really happy and you're kind of like worried about the future and about how long it's going to last, like that's just... You know, that's life. That's anything that you're in. You could be in a relationship with your 30 and think, is this going to last another 20 years? Like, you can't, you know what I mean? Like, you can't worry that far ahead worrying. It's just, I just think that's a recipe for disaster in your own brain.
Yeah, just focus on whether you're enjoying it at the
moment. Enjoying yourself. Live for today.
Yeah, it's easier said than done, but I really would like, don't take for granted that you're having fun with your partner. Like, that's a really
that's
epic
the best thing.
Thing. And loads of people aren't. Okay, dilemma for ladies and gents. Hey, natural beauties.
Oh my god, what?
That's the nice
compliment of the century.
Natural beauties.
That's so lovely. Thank you so much, Dilemma.
Thank you so much, Dilemma. Hope you're well. Hope you're well too. Looking for a bit of advice. Recently got happy divorced. It took 2 years. Super happy in myself and feel ready to meet someone. But being back into the dating world is a minefield. I've tried the apps but find them super depressing and the men on there haven't given me the best hope. What advice would you give to meet someone while out at a bar? I don't have the best confidence when chatting to the opposite sex. So any help would be appreciated.
Okay.
God, I look, I'm with you because
I'm freaking
you're
scary.
Good. You're good. You're good.
I never go up to someone.
Yeah, but you're good. I honestly laugh. Like, I genuinely think my version of flirting is like being rude to somebody. Like, I don't
know. I know what you mean.
Like, I'm almost like, I don't have a flirty bone in my body. I physically don't. I'm genuinely the worst flirter. Like, there's nothing sexual that will ever come out of my mouth or sexy.
I don't think that anything sexual necessarily needs to come out of your mouth when you're like approaching a dude in a bar.
But there's nothing like even flirtatious.
Okay, right. I'm going to say, first of all, stunning. Congratulations on the happily divorced new you. I think that's great. Don't rush it. I think, like, as soon as you almost stop, like, as soon as I was like, I want to be single, I don't want a relationship, it just sort of happened. I don't, like, that. As soon as you stop searching and you just relax and you, like, neatly fall into yourself.
It's such a cliche thing to say, but everyone, it's so true. The minute you stop searching, it comes to you.
I think all you have to focus on right now is having fun when you're going out. And, like,
and
that
boys
energy,
will gravitate to you.
That energy will feed out and then it will happen. I think it's really good to practice being confident. I don't know how you grow confidence, but some people say fake it till you make it and the rest will just happen naturally. Like, once you start really loving yourself and you sound like you're halfway there.
Yeah, you do. And you know? I agree. I do think it is like, it's not even faking. Well, it kind of is.
You fake the confidence and then the confidence is actually growing. You, yeah.
Like, it's like manifestation.
Exactly.
Sort of like
that is that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think just go out and have the best time with your girls and boys will gravitate towards
you.
The more confident, the more fun you're having, the happier you are. And if you do see a guy and you want advice going to chat him up, I would maybe, we've said it before, but it never fails just having a look, eye contact.
Eye contact and also
and
body
I do,
language.
I can do that. I'm definitely fine with looking at people.
Looking at people is fine. If you stare just a little bit longer than you're supposed to, makes people think like, oh, what's she looking at kind of thing? And then you...
You just follow, give it a go and see what comes.
Yeah.
Like, trial and error.
Also,
just keep
I am
going
to say, like, boys are way less confident than they used to be. And I think it's because there is all these dating apps out there, as you say. And it almost gives people less of an excuse to bother because they're like,
yeah,
oh, I'll just use the app. It's like you can hide behind the phone kind of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, if you do want to go up and speak to a guy, just freaking do it. And the worst that's going to happen is that they're going to say no. Do you know what I mean? Or, like, the worst that's going to happen
guarantee they won't. Like, boys are a lot... I often think girls are a lot more confident than boys anyway. Like,
exactly.
It's all a facade with them. Like, they're quite intimidated by girls and we forget that.
I know. And a lot of girls...
Like, it's very rare you see a guy. It's not a thing now when a guy comes and just chats up a girl.
I don't think I've ever had it.
I've never seen it either.
Neither.
I've definitely had it. Sorry. As in, like, with the most revolting view ever. And I'm like, I'm offended that you actually think that we're... No, it's not happening.
I know, I've had that
like,
before.
Really,
but you know what? We are
comments.
The reason why men don't go up to girls anymore. Because we're such bitches about it.
No. I'm sure loads of people, the people I got, they'd all be like, no. You, shoo.
What? I'm so...
As in, like, I'm not the reason. As in, they're that gross.
I know, I was with some of my guy friends the other day. And one of my other girlfriends that was there was saying that this guy came up to her and she was like, ugh, like, so rude. She was like, I shouldn't have been that rude because he was actually decent looking, but because I had a boyfriend, I was just, you know,
standoffish. Yeah, it's funny.
And then my guy
like
friends were kind of like, that's the reason why blokes don't go up to girls anymore, because the rejection's actually like so hideous. It just sort of kills the confidence. They're like, I'm not going to do that again. Do you know what I mean? Like, once.
Fuck,
so, like,
so true.
So I
next
think
guy, if they,
we need to just
boys,
be nicer.
Boys, come chat us up.
Yeah,
I'll give you a high five.
Give it to me. Right. So, guys, there's obviously a bit of an announcement. I'm single. Plot twist.
Dun, dun, dun. I didn't realise we were announcing it.
Fuck.
Fucking hell. She's single.
She's single. It's been maybe like a month and a bit.
We kept on the DL. Sorry, we didn't like hiding
I had to get red. I didn't like hiding it, but I had to just get, I guess, strong enough to a point where I was ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
Toby's still the best. We love Toby. That's all we're going to talk about with the breakup. And I'm not sure if I'm ready to do single diaries yet, but no. I kind of wanted to do something called heartbreak healing and just talk to you guys about my experience of heartbreak, yes. Because this one's like full on heartbreak. Sophie has been the best friend in the entire world.
Have
like
I
you
really?
Are honestly a godsend.
Oh, love you.
Every single day, how are you, like five times a day. And then like the first 2 weeks, guys, were very difficult. They Sophie, I followed miserable. Sophie around like a sheep every day. So she was like, send me her itinerary. She'd be like, right, you're going to come and meet all these points. I just...
She just happened. She's a waif. Like, she was like a shell of a human. I was like,
no personality, just dead behind the eyes. It's like the lights are on, no one's home, just following you around. Anyway, my personality's come back now. I'm coming back.
She's
to
still
life.
A waif.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. My appetite—I wasn't hungry for stuff because I was sad and I was anxious. But we're okay now. We're on the up.
You're on the mend.
We're on the mend. We're at, you know, there's several phases. And yeah. I'm going to say I'm in phase three.
What phase is that?
So the first phase is like, I was a bit numb the first week. Second week, it was like, I was dying. Guys, this is a physical pain heartbreak. It is a physical pain.
Is it really?
Like what? I can't even talk about how bad it was. It was just awful.
Explain.
You know what
it
is? It's grief. It's grief. It's the same thing as someone like passing, apparently. It's just full on grief that you feel because like a part of them... I guess you're grieving the relationship and the person, right? And then also your identity goes. So you're like having to rebuild your identity. You're like, who am I? What's this hole in me?
You've been like a
hot and you give so much of your heart and your love to someone else. And then it's like emptiness. It's very strange. Anyway, so you're sort of rebuilding that. And then I went to see my parents and I just weirdly, the night after I was with my parents, that was going into week three. I had the strangest dream. Do you remember me messaging you? Like I had this dream, but I'm gonna tell you on the podcast.
No.
Okay, right. I was visited by a guardian angel in my dream that was his ex-girlfriend.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know, it's so weird. Anyway,
I really get
she came to me
so
in this dream. My dreams have been so strange.
Sorry,
since the
Melissa. That's actually, I believe that's true.
What?
It wasn't a dream.
Yeah. What? I tried to understand what you meant then and I just went, what? What are you on about?
I don't know, carry on.
Anyway, his ex-girlfriend came to me in a dream.
What, like with wings on?
No, just in a white dress. Just in this lovely
You're
white dress.
You're fucking joking.
And she came to me and she went, I went through a breakup with the same person. I'm fine. You're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. And then she pulled me out of this sand that I was in. I was in like quicksand.
Sorry, no, this
she
is
pulled
really
me out of the quicksand.
Really
and I woke
sure
up and I was like...
you do hallucinogenics? This sounds like a full-on trip.
And I was like, I woke up and I was like, that empty feeling had gone. It was really weird. You know, I was like, I feel so much better today and I had this dream, but I need to tell you about it on the podcast.
Sorry, no, I'm absolutely...
freaking bizarre. And I woke up and I was like, that empty feeling's gone. I'm still... So I haven't grieved the relationship since. So I'm over the breakup now, but I'm not over the person, if that makes sense. So like my emotions towards him, I guess, are still the same, but I'm not sad about the breakup anymore. And that happened when I was in Mallorca.
What the actual fact?
I know.
Was it midnight, middle of the night?
And I woke up in the morning and it was just gone. Like this feeling in my stomach was just gone.
How long was the dream?
I don't know.
But did you be like...
You know what? The dream was probably like a couple of seconds. But you know when you like look back...
Was
on
it like... But you didn't wake up in the night. It was like a...
No, it was in the morning I woke up. So it's probably in a light sleep. I know.
That is peculiar. Know. Why were you thinking of messaging the ex or something?
No.
Well, that's so weird. Do you not think that's bizarre?
I know. So bizarre. Anyway.
You were in sand, like you were sinking.
I was in quicksand. She came, she was like, I've been through the same thing with the same person, you're going to be fine, and just pulled me out, and then that was the end of the dream. It was so strange. Fascinating. My dreams, I've told you before.
You must go see a dream therapist or someone,
really?
Because you have the weirdest dreams, and I'm sorry.
I do. Sophie knows, my dreams are so vivid, and my subconscious is so, like, weirdly connected to my dreams. How many weird dreams did I have, but, like...
Yeah. No, it's almost weird. It's like you're psychic and it comes out in your dreams.
And it's very strange. Anywho.
That's fucking bizarre.
So now I would say I'm in phase three. So there was phase one, phase
Can't
two.
Can't wait till we get to phase four. What one's that?
Don't know.
Is that one?
I'm ready to like have a bit more to drink. At the beginning, I was like, I couldn't drink anymore because I was going to get upset. But now I'm ready to have a bit more of a drink and have fun again. My personality's
Have you had a drink since?
I've had like a couple glasses of wine, but I haven't got like drunk, you know, like with my girlfriends. Probably.
I'm nervous.
Stop!
No, I'm joking. You're going to be absolutely fine. There's also like so many people going... Sorry, I have like diarrhea of the mouth today. Right, okay.
Yeah.
I'm very...
So that's my news,
I'm very
guys.
Happy you're on phase four and I love you and you're going to be fine.
Love you too.
So if you guys have any questions, anyone's going through any heartbreak, please write in.
Because I can relate to this shit
Yeah,
now.
Maybe next week we should do our dilemmas all based on heartbreak.
I also did a little Q&A on my Instagram and so weirdly, so many of you guys messaged like how to get over heartbreak. And all I could really say was time, because time is such a healer. But then I do believe women are excellent at processing their feelings. Like we deal with this shit head on. For some reason, guys don't. They sort of like push it to the back of their mind and then I think it comes on like later. But we are very good at processing our feelings and we do tackle them immediately. Instinct.
It's instinct.
Also, any other single diaries, stories that you guys have, because my single diaries are going to be pretty dry at the moment because it's all about the heartbreak. But if you've ever got any good...
Yeah, send them in.
Yeah, send them in. Meanwhile, Sophie's getting married.
Meanwhile, you're 3 years younger than me. Two.
It's okay, I'm a bridesmaid. Closest I'll get to walking down the aisle anytime soon.
No, quite excited about it. That's a real
I'm
big
also
moment.
Quite nervous about it.
Don't say that. What am I, do I go before or after?
You're going to be with your dad walking down, so it'll be fine. It's the thought of going down alone.
No, I wonder, do you go down with like Chrissy or Bella or something?
I don't know, honey. This is your wedding.
I don't know what happens. I get confused.
I don't actually know.
I think you walk down alone.
No, I don't think. I think you go down
with another bridesmaid. Imagine if you get the giggles and it's like, duh, duh, and you're like...
Do you know what song you're going to play?
No, no bloody idea. Wedding update. I don't have an update.
Well, to maybe talk about how proud you are of your fiancé for this evening. That's
right,
lovely.
So Candy Kittens are on their 10-year anniversary and I'm so proud. We've got the party tonight to celebrate. Whoop, whoop. There's a lot of people going. We're very excited and that's really fun.
Yeah. He's going to have a little speech.
He's going to have a little speech. I'd be so nervous to see that, but that's like his like bread and butter, isn't it?
Yeah. Some people love All Eyes on Them. I just wish I was like that. They thrive off it.
I can't. That's why I've never had a birthday. Like, I just really don't.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Terrifying thought.
Terrifying things. Having the responsibility of other people's fun.
And I love other people hosting. So tonight is going to be so fun for me. I can't wait.
I feel a bit like it's me hosting it and I'm feeling a bit unwell about it.
I know. So you've messaged this morning like, are you feeling as anxious as I am / excited about this party? And I was like, no, because I'm not hosting.
I feel like it's my wedding.
It's nothing really to do with me. I'm just in attendance. She's like, well, surely you're feeling the same as me. I'm like, no.
You know, I feel like I've gone through this breakup with you. That's why I felt like everything.
Every emotion, she goes, I know exactly, I'm feeling the same feeling. I'm like, don't think you are. She's no, I feel it for
like
you.
Every like progress we go, I'm like, oh, it's made me feel much
She's
better.
She's like, God, I feel so much better today. It's not you. It's me that's going through the breakup.
That's fan support. Right, Melissa, it is time to rate the wine.
Right, I thought this was such a lovely bottle of wine. I also really like the fact that the it's got like ice effect on the bottle and it's like all pink and like shiny, so nice. I'm actually going to rate this like a 7. It wasn't like my absolute favourite, but obviously really lovely, so drinkable.
I feel like because I'm not drinking a lot of wine at the moment, it's quite strong and alcoholic-y tasting to me, but I do like it and it got better as I went on. I am going to rate it... I'm going to go with a 6 because I'm not enjoying wine as much as I used to. I'm getting in more into the tequila margarita vibe, but it was delicious nonetheless. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Speak to you next week.
Yeah, love you guys. Keep sending us in those stories.